Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser as we talk about this wild ride in our beef trade in just a moment. Hey cattlemen, more producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other pour-on cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BearLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Compared to just a few weeks ago, cash cattle prices and feeder cattle prices have crashed. Now, we did see a little bit of a bounce back yesterday in our auction barns in a very light test, but still quite a dive for our cattle prices. Not so with boxed beef prices. The boxed beef trade has been going higher. Livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser says it's been an amazing run to the upside.
So this past week, the choice cutout closed at 254. That was up from 208 the prior Friday. That is a very large increase. On the 16th, which was this past Monday, week ago today, we were actually up 7.8% compared to the prior Friday. That's the largest daily increase in the series that goes back to 2004. For the week, that choice cutout is up 22%, to give us some context. So large increase. But the real story of why that's happened, I think, is revealed when we look at the primals. So our listeners probably know this is the composite choice cutout, and then we have individual primals underneath that. The chuck and the round primal were each up more than 35% compared to the prior week. And I'll remind everybody that chuck and round is the source of most of our ground beef products. That makes perfect sense to me, given the general discussion and observation we've seen in the marketplace is food service. Traffic has declined. We've had a massive shift over towards retail traffic, and specifically in there, massive interest in ground beef purchasing by households, you know, that are now going to be home for beyond me to say how long we're going to be doing this, you know, social distancing, working from home. So people are encouraged to have the food for a couple weeks at home. That's led to a massive run on ground beef in the retail channel. So chuck and round primals are key to pulling up that choice cutout. For additional historical context on that, the weekly change that we had last August, our listeners probably remember the Holcomb Tyson plant fire near Garden City. That weekly change was 10.3%. That reflects to me the supply shock that Holcomb fire had. It was a supply chain shock in the sense we weren't sure how we're going to be able to handle live cattle coming at the packing industry at that point in time. So there was kind of a depression in live cattle demand that, you know, showed up equally across the primals. That's very different than what's happened this past week, where we have a consumer demand-oriented shock and this massive improvement in ground beef demand pulling up the chuck and round primal in particular has led to a non-uniform change in those primals and actually more than twice the surge in the composite choice cutout than we had back at the Holcomb fire. It's going to be fascinating to watch how that plays out in the next, I'll say, 2 weeks in particular as the entire food chain is adjusting to push more product through retail and less through food service and kind of meet the demands of the consumer there. This is going to get watched closely.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser, he of course talking about especially the ground beef sales that have been so unprecedented as the trade is trying to reconfigure from a lesser amount of beef going into food service and more of it going to retail as consumers are gobbling up about everything that's out there on the meat case right now, and especially the ground beef side of things. That has resulted in prices for M meats and grinds to skyrocket. That's, of course, that wholesale box beef trade that we've talked about. Some sources are reporting that fresh beef sales for the week ending March 15 were up 73%. Fresh beef volume gained 59%. According to Cassie Fish with the Beef Read newsletter, she says, those that believe this is a short-lived bump in cutout values are very likely underestimating this unprecedented demand surge, given that many American households are staying home, replenishing supplies over the next couple of months is in all likelihood a necessity. And she adds that cash cattle prices this week will be higher, though how much higher is to be debated. Packers may have purchased close to 150,000 head nationally last week, but with runaway cutout values, prices paid will be dollars higher than last week's 113 top, maybe a little bit over $1.20. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 25th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. The sale featuring 85 bulls and 20 females. There will be online bidding through dvauction.com. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji and Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.